Oh, hello, ladies and gentlemen. I think we're live according to all systems. We are live, ladies and gentlemen. Bonjour, dickheads. Today is December 17th. It is the final show of the year. Welcome back to another episode of Paul Taylor's Happy Hour Live.
Happy Hour? I'm not fucking happy. I'm angry. I'm always fucking angry.
Oh, welcome back to the show. If you're a regular watcher, hello. If you're new here, then hello. Thank you for joining very last minute before the end of the year. Les Français, si vous êtes là, faites du bruit. Brr, brr. Si t'es français et tu comprends pas très bien l'anglais, alors j'ai une bonne nouvelle et une mauvaise nouvelle pour toi. La mauvaise nouvelle, c'est que j'ai pas assez d'argent, j'ai pas le budget d'Emmanuel Macron pour faire les sous-titres en direct, comme lui il fait, et en plus ils sont nuls. Par contre, j'ai une solution pour les sous-titres, et du coup il faut juste attendre quelques jours de plus, c'est-à-dire lundi. Lundi, si tu reviens lundi 21 décembre, il y aura les sous-titres. Alors si tu regardes ça après lundi 21 décembre, c'est facile, t'actives les sous-titres si t'es sur un téléphone. Tu cliques sur la vidéo et il y a trois petits points en haut de l'écran. Tu cliques là-dessus et ensuite tu vas dans sous-titres ou captions. Tu tapes français et ensuite, par magie, tu auras les sous-titres français. Donc ça, c'est cool. Et si tu es sur un ordinateur, c'est la même chose, sauf que c'est en bas à droite. Il y a un petit truc, une petite roue. Tu vas dans sous-titres français et à partir de ce moment-là, normalement, les sous-titres vont être activés pour ceux qui ne parlent pas anglais du tout. Et en vrai, ce show est en français et en anglais. So it's a bit of both. So there we go. So for today, French people that don't speak English, welcome to the show. The concept is very simple. I drink a beer for an hour and I chat bollocks with you guys. That's what it's been for an entire year. We're finishing the year on a corona, ladies and gentlemen, because 2020, right? Let me pop this fucker open and... I do have some more beers that were sent to me by one of you on the chat. I will open these in a second, but first of all, end of year, Corona, santé, à la vôtre, Prost, Yamas. That's it. Cheers. Fucking Corona. How are you? What's going on? How are you? I hope you're well. How is life treating you? How is December for you? I hope everything's good. London Paris says, good choice of beer. Thanks very much. Now, I've realised I now need to move the comments up a little bit so that the subtitles underneath, because I realised for the episode with Luke Thompson, the subtitles that we did, that was last week's episode, the subtitles covered some of the comments. So your comments are now going in the middle of the screen. By the way, the subtitles are thanks to a Canadian fan called Max. Maxime, merci pour les sous-titres, c'est très cool. He spent about 15 hours doing last week's episode. He now can do it a bit quicker though, because he's got the fucking skills. He's used to his bit of software. He is a translator and a subtitling expert. He's studying those. And so he's agreed to do the subtitles for next year, and I'm going to pay him to do it. So that is great news for French people who don't speak English, and also English speakers who just want to see French subtitles and see what the translation... It is French Québécois, though. But Max does a really great job of making it international. So London, Paris... It is a good choice. I'm going to finish this beer very quickly so I can open my Christmas present. I hope you're all good. Alors, Mika Luna, tu pourrais faire une heure joyeuse, 100% français, une fois par mois. C'est peut-être ce que je vais faire. Je crois que je vais peut-être faire ça, parce que ce serait cool. On appelait ça, à l'époque, French Fridays, les Frendredis. We'll have to just... Faudrait trouver un autre nom cool. Le français à la fin du mois. Trouve-moi un nom que je peux utiliser. We did do French Fridays back in the day. And now I haven't done them for a while. So, Frankie, 56. This is a good point, Frankie56. On peut déplacer la barre de sous-titres pour ne pas cacher les postes. Le problème, c'est que, mec, pour se faire chier déjà à écrire une heure de sous-titres, c'est déjà long en tabarnak, comme diraient les Québécois. Donc, en plus de bouger, c'est trop. C'est trop. Donc, je préfère, moi, juste surélever un peu vos commentaires. Et comme ça, Max, il n'a pas besoin de se faire chier. Brrr. Mathurin Aaron, on ne finira pas les bières d'une petite mousse. Si, je les ai tous finis il y a longtemps, en fait, les bières. Une petite mousse, c'est les gars qui m'envoient des bières d'habitude à boire. Et ils ont un calendrier d'avant que j'ai détruit et que j'en ai plus. Donc, ça fait 2 semaines que je m'achète des bières parce que je leur ai pas demandé des bières en plus. Parce que je sais pas pourquoi, en fait, juste parce que je trouve ça un peu abusé aussi de juste demander des bières gratuites. Mais sinon, vous m'envoyez des bières et je vais en ouvrir. Donc, calme-toi. We're gonna have it. TGIF, that's a good name. Thank God in French. Or thank God it's French. Summer Harris, this is a great question. Will there ever be subtitles for English speakers who don't speak French? Maybe one day, yeah. Let me do the French subtitles first and see how that goes. It's just a lot of work and it costs money to pay people to do the subtitles because it's a lot of work. And so if people enjoy the French subtitles, I might add English subtitles because I can do that because I'm English. A stupid comment. Ryan Ferroni. Non, mais regardez-moi ce BG. Oh, Bogos. Bogos. Thanks very much, Ryan. I appreciate it. What else is going on, ladies and gentlemen? How are you? I tell you what's going on. This is the final episode of the year. And what a year it's been. I thought I would just review this live and this show since the beginning of the year, right? I was doing my stand-up show, So British, ou presque. I was on tour. I was loving it. January, February, March, Bordeaux, Lille, Rennes, Luxembourg, some great cities. And then it all came crashing to a halt when coronavirus hit and I had to stay at home. And I was like, what the fuck do I do at home? I can't do my stand-up show. What do? I need to work. I need some money because I have a baby and I have a wife and I have me and we need to live. So I was like, shit, is there some way that I can still do work and still make people laugh at home? So my very first thing that I did in terms of a live was actually St. Patrick's Day, March 17th. I think it was 2 days after the lockdown. Normally, I spend St. Patrick's Day with a Scottish friend of mine in Paris and my wife, and we get hammered. This year, had to do it on my own. So I went live. I just thought I would show you the evolution since St. Patrick's Day to today in terms of this show and what it looks like. St. Patrick's, the first show, this is me. I didn't even know what I was doing. I was live on YouTube and Instagram and Facebook looking at different computers, at different phones. The quality was shit. The sound was awful. It was terrible. And then after St. Patrick's, I was like, you know what? Fuck it. This is actually fun. Let me try some live. So then I did a live. I called it Live at 5 because it was at 5 p.m. when everyone was supposed to be working or finishing work but couldn't because everyone was at home. Franglais Live at 5 still looked like shit, because I was using the webcam of my computer. I upgraded to the microphone. That was cool. But it still looked pretty shit. And I couldn't do anything. I was reading your comments, but I could never bring them up on the screen. I had a camera that I wasn't using properly. I had my friend Rolly Assal, the Québécois, the legend that is Rolly Assal. He would come on the show. This is how he first appeared on the show. It was me holding up my phone to the microphone so that you could hear and see him. Then I was like, all right, there's probably a better way to do some live streams. So then I purchased a monthly subscription with a thing called Ecamm Live, which allowed me to then bring your comments up on the screen, basically, and do live streaming better. What it also allowed me to do Ecamm Live was, more importantly, to upgrade the quality of the video by plugging in my camera, which is just over there on the shelf. So I would plug in my camera and pow, the image looked better. The sound was good. I was at home drinking beers every day. Oh, it was fun. The other thing that Ecamm allowed me to do was bring Mr. Rolly Asal side by side with me on the live. Increasing the quality of the bullshit that we were talking about. Then the summer happened. We all fucked off on summer holidays. And then I came back. I came to my producer for my stand-up show. She has this office space. And I said, hey, can I paint the walls and make this my studio? And she was like, yeah, why not? So then we came back for season two of The Lives in September or October. Turned it into this studio. I would do the lives after my stand-up show because we were allowed back on stage again. Oh, remember that time in October when you could go to theatres? Fuck me! Now we can't do that anymore. And then we had a curfew. We had a curfew, one of my favourite shows. I did a 10-hour long live where I took you around Paris with me. On my helmet, I stuck a camera to my head. And we went around Paris at 10 p.m. after the curfew. And that's basically it. That's now the end of the show. After a year of working on it, Rolly looks amazing. I look amazing in the studio. We've got subtitles in French. We're moving forward, people. So there we go. Cheers. Thank you for being here. Those of you who've been here since March, the 17th of March. It feels like it was 10 years ago. So thanks very much. I appreciate you being here. And I can't wait to see what happens next year. I will be carrying on these happy hour lives next year. I don't know when I'm back. I don't know when the new time will be, when the new date will be. It might still be Thursdays at 10. I have to figure out the schedule. So I will let you know, obviously, on social media. So follow me on social media. Ubti says, I feel like you looked younger. Thanks for the compliment, Ub. I appreciate it. I tell you why I looked younger. One, my hair was shorter, and two, my facial hair was shorter. I guarantee you. I mean, if you look at the difference between me right now and me at St. Patrick's Day, the hair's just a bit shorter, right? It's not too bad. If you look at me when I first moved to the studio, I look younger there. That's only 2 months ago. It's the hair. It's all to do with the hair. The hairdressers weren't open during the second lockdown, and I haven't had time to go to the hairdressers since. Also, I'm probably... My wife and my mum like my hair. Like, your hair's better when it's longer, Paul. I fucking hate it when you shave your head too close like a fucking military bastard in the army. That's my mum. So, yeah. Thanks for being here throughout the whole live. It's been fun. It's been a lot of fun. I've had a lot of things going in my head about what to do with this live next year. Who knows? We'll see. I need time. I need time by myself to think about it and see what's going on. How are you anyway? What's going? William Hawari. How are we, William? Où est la chemise, Paul? Où est la chemise? It's over there somewhere. La chemise, je la mettais parce que c'est ma chemise de scène. C'est ce que je porte sur scène quand je fais du stand-up. Parce que c'est mon affiche. Et voilà. Et du coup, je fais plus la scène. Donc, je mets des t-shirts noirs. Ça, c'est ce que je fais d'habitude. So that's what's happening with the shirt. Eiku, suku, kakabeke, Beyonce. Do another 10-hour live. No. I might do. At some stage, if an event happens that's a 10-hour... And we're back under curfew now in Paris. We're out of lockdown, but we're back in curfew. So during the lockdown, we were allowed out of the house between 8 and 6. The second lockdown in France wasn't really a lockdown. You could go running at 11 p.m. if you wanted to, but now we can't. So I now have to fill out another form to say that I'm allowed to be here because this is my job. And you pay me to do this, so thanks very much. Soha Gazili, how did you fix your glasses in the end? So high, you need to go and watch. I put a video on YouTube. I uploaded. I got another pair. They sent me another pair. Jimmy Fairley, the company, sent me another pair and avoided me all of the French hassle with La Mutuelle et tout ça. Donc, yeah. Ah. Le Xip Gamer. Paul, we need your mum on the live. The Irish would be amazing. Ladies and gentlemen, since it is the last live of the year, how about we get the mother on the live right now, huh? I think we should get her on. I pre-warned her, by the way, that I would probably call her during the last live. I was just waiting for somebody to bring it up. Oh! All right, let's see what happens. I haven't done this in a long time. FaceTime. So, ladies and gentlemen, be prepared for some technical issues. Okay, is the sound all good through here? The sound is going through there? Pow. All right, let's see if I call mum. Let's see if for once, the first time that I do this, it's going to work out. Should we try it? Let's do it. Oh, I need to change this first, the video, so that she can see the proper video. Okay, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, attempt to call the mother. If she's even watching, she might just be bored. Oh, here we go. Hold on, don't move, mum. Don't move. Let me see my screen. Hello, mum. Hello, hello.
Hello.
Oh, I can hear you, but I don't know if other people can hear you. You can hear me. That's good. Ladies and gentlemen, can you hear my mum? Because according to my streaming software, you cannot. Speak now.
Hi, everybody. I'm the mum.
Oh, hello, the mum. I think we can hear you now. I think that's good. Oh, shit. How are you, mum?
I'm sorted.
You're sorted?
Yeah. I'm going to sleep until the 1st of January and I'm not going to waken up. I'm going to do the same stint as you, only over a couple of... over a week.
Over a week. You're going to sleep for a week?
Yeah, and then open my eyes on the 1st of January. I loved one of your fans wrote, he's still getting over his hangover after the last 10-hour thing that you did. Well, I probably won't waken up on the 1st of January because between tablets and alcohol, I'll be over. It'll be all over. Anyway.
I like your little Christmas decoration there, mum.
That's it.
That's all you...
No, that's all I do.
What, you don't have a Christmas tree?
No.
You don't have a Christmas... Oh, come on. What?
No. You just... No, I've got myself a new rubber plant and it's beautiful. Lynn bought it for me, so I really
A new rubber plant? What do you mean a new rubber plant?
A plant.
Where is it?
I don't know how to turn this round.
You hit the little camera.
Hold on. I can't see. There's no camera on.
Okay. No, look.
This one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know what you mean. We can see it. All right, calm it down, Steven Spielberg.
I can't see where you turn it over. It's not on the...
You tap the screen, then there'll be a little camera icon that shows up, and then just twist it around. There we go.
Right.
So that's your rubber plant, is it?
Well, it's a baby plant, and I love that plant. It's what's it called? Monstera.
Right.
But I love it. She bought it for me for Christmas, and I've always wanted one, so it's in the corner. That's my tree.
Right. You can flip the camera back if you want.
God.
Just tap the screen.
And
I like how you look at you with all my photos on the bottom of your TV there. You tap the screen and then tap the screen, and then when you see the little camera icon, it will flip it. Just tap that. Do the opposite of what you... There we go. No. Come back. There we go.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus. Right. Question for you, mum.
What's that?
From Tony Aquino. Tony Aquino.
Oh, this guy. Yes, I like him.
He's good, isn't he? He goes, ask mum what her favourite happy hour moments have been. That's a great question. What have your favourite moments of this live been for the whole year since I started in March on the 17th, on St. Patrick's night, fucking drinking the Guinness on St. Patty's Day?
No, you see, I don't know. I think I have a warped mind, but I actually laughed more when everything was going wrong and you were spilling the drinks and it was all over the mic and you all over the computer and as I say, you're perfecting it way too much now.
Oh, so your critique is that it's too fucking good now.
Yeah, it's beginning to get boring. Everything's working and... I love the guests, so I love the guests. You should get Tony Aquino on as a guest.
Yeah, I might do more guests live in the studio. And
the other thing is, what do you call the thing that you do? The square, everybody's talking, yeah.
The Zooms.
Zoom.
Yeah.
Why did you stop doing Zoom?
I didn't stop doing it. I just did one, actually, just now. I did a Zoom with the people that follow me on Patreon. Because they're the special Patreon ultimate dickhead crew. And so I did one with them just because we can have a more intimate conversation because the Zooms, when there's like 25 million people on it, just became unmanageable on the actual live.
I enjoyed when you did a couple of people on Zoom. And I think you're a great interviewer because you were asking all these questions and these people seemed to be really happy. And it was getting... you know, what other people do in other countries, which I love. Mm. So I just wondered why you weren't doing the Zoom anymore.
I'll be honest, it's also because I'm a little bit shy and I'm worried that speaking to random people is going to be awkward.
But it wasn't awkward.
Yeah, it was all right, wasn't it?
You were like Terry Wogan.
Terry Wogan? Terry Wogan, hey Max, sur les sous-titres, qui fait des sous-titres, Max, Terry Wogan, c'est un présentateur britannique. I have to, now that we're doing French subtitles, if there's something that comes up that's fucked up, I need to tell Max on the video, being like, yo, Terry Wogan, he would be the equivalent in France of Laurent Ruquier, and in Quebec, he would be the equivalent of the guy who does the show, I can't remember the name of the show, just a talk show host, basically. All right.
Yeah. So that's answered the question. Yeah.
Good. Well. All right. I don't want to take up too much of your time because I know you don't like being on the live, and answering questions because you're shy as well. But just wanted to say thanks for. Well. Or you're not. Or you can just take over, and I'll go home.
I thought I was an extrovert, and you're calling me shy.
Well, no, but you just don't like being...
There's things that even if you're an extrovert, you're very shy about doing.
Yeah.
Like talking to people like you. I mean, I'm so shy. I'm so shy speaking to you.
Yeah, but what you don't realise is that there's 400 people watching your face right now, and you're massive on my screen as well. I've managed to...
Yeah, but this is like reverse psychology. This is why you should do more Zoom, because people will feel all embarrassed and all uneasy. Like I am right now, and I want them to feel as shitty as I am.
Oh, shit.
That's not good.
No. All right. Well, thanks for being on the final live of the year.
I said
thanks for being on the final live of the year.
I just want to say to you, all your fans, have a great Christmas and a fabulous new year. Health and happiness for the following year for everybody. Not that it'll make you... If you're sick, I can't cure you.
All right, Jesus, calm it down.
Okay, comb your hair. Bye.
See you later. Cheers. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, where have I gone? Have I just quit the application now? No, we're back. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, mum's back on the show. People are bored. Bored shitless. I don't have the jingle, unfortunately. Right, I'm finishing the beer and it's time for me to open my Christmas present. Right, first of all, I have to say a huge thank you to all of you guys who sent me Christmas cards. I've been reading them. I received four, all of you guys, four of you who sent Christmas. Wow, Paul, you've got so many fucking fans. They sent me 4 Christmas cards. One is from Elise. Elise, thank you very much. There was also in there Dalida from London. Thank you so much. From Bruno Cournier from Balham. Is that, yeah, it was Bruno. And Linda Wonder Woman was, I received this one today, this Christmas card today. Linda Wonder Woman, who's in the chat today, she came to the studio, she dropped off a Christmas present, and then she fucked off. She didn't even say hi. She was too shy. She didn't want to say hi to me. I didn't even realize she had arrived. I was busy editing a video, and one of the girls that worked with my producer called Clara, she came up the stairs and she was like, hey, Paul, this is for you. I was like, oh, have Petite Mousse sent me some beers? No, but somebody else had. Linda Wonder Woman, first of all, thank you for your kind words and your Christmas card. Second of all, thank you for your Christmas present. I like how you wrote attention fragile on this, fragile. You do say in your card that these beers are local beers. This studio is based at Place de Clichy, and you live in Clichy, which is just north of Paris, northwest. And these beers, apparently, they've been in the fridge. So apparently, these come from locally. Ah, oh, should have done some ASMR action, shouldn't I? Oh, look at those. They look fucking cool. Look at the cover. Look at that. La Clichoise. There's a green bunny, a blonde bunny, and a blue bunny. Which one should I go for? 6%, 5%, 4.5%. I tell you what, I'm going to go for the 4.5 La Blanche, just because I might finish it and go on to a next one. So, Linda, hold on. Not only did you bring me some beers, I think this is a glass that I can drink my beer in. And also, you gave me some Lindt Lindors. These I ate most of them. It's a La Clichoise drink, beer, pint thing, la pinte. The problem is, this is what I don't get about French beer companies. They make glasses that are a pint, yet the bottles are not a pint. So there's no, it's less, it doesn't work. I'm not going to put it in the glass, one, because I need to wash it out, COVID. So I'll just drink it out of the bottle. But Linda Wonder Woman, oh! Thanks for dropping these off. And next time, say hi, come and say hi. Let's try it. La Clichoise from Clichy. Clichy, fucking Clichy. If Clichy were English speakers, that's how they would speak. They'd be like, all right, mate, fucking, do you know what I mean? Like, basically, yeah, I'm from Clichy. I'm from fucking Clichy. Where are you fucking from? Do you want some? If you fucking want a fight, I'll go outside. I'll fucking knock you outside. You want a fucking fight? Yeah. Yeah. That's what Clichy would sound. Linda Wonder Woman, maybe you sound like that. Oh, that's a good beer. That's tasty. Yummy, yummy. Thanks very much. I appreciate it. Oh, good work. Linda Wonder Woman, I know that you don't sound like that because we have spoken. We just spoke, as I said to my mum, on a Zoom call. Because I do some Zoom action with people that follow me on Patreon. Basically, these lives. So I gave you the chronology since St. Patrick's Day up until now. A lot of this has been thanks to you guys who've supported the show. At the time, it was on YouTube through Super Chats and helping me make the show better. Now, it's on Patreon, patreon.com/Paul Taylor. And when you go to patreon.com/Paul Taylor, there's a bunch of different things you do. Essentially, the idea is that you buy me one beer or 3 beers a month. And for that, you get a bunch of extra shit. Not only this live, you get an extra live. You get some monthly Zooms like we did just before the show. You get after-party shows, you get exclusive videos, early access to videos that I post on YouTube, and so it's a way of saying thank you for supporting this show by buying me beers, and it helps me make this show better. It helps me buy extra equipment if I have guests here. It helps me buy second microphones, all that kind of shit. And then we get an after party just after this live. So at 11 p.m. when this ends, I will go on Patreon and I'll see you guys there. So thank you to everyone that supported me. Thank you, Linda. We just spoke on Zoom before coming on the show, so cheers. Merci beaucoup. Linda Wonder Woman, here she is. Paul Taylor, so happy you like it. Of course I like it, it's beer. Oh Jesus, it's gonna... No, it's okay. I thought I drank it. Whew, I'm getting gassy. I'm drinking too quickly. Calm it down, Paul. You've only got 25 minutes left. Whew, I might need to burp very loudly in a second. A lot of people are asking where you can send me stuff. Okay, I will give you the address. I've given it once before on this live. I just don't want to bombard the office. So you know, this isn't my house. This is not where I live. This is the studio that I've created. In amongst, this is what it actually looks like. This is the upstairs floor of there's two floors of a production office where my producer, it's basically, let me zoom back in. Let me zoom back in. It's basically a production company called Cholele Production, Cholele, which is run by a lovely lady called Fanny Jourdan, who's producing my stand-up show. And I've been working with her for 4 or 5 years. When did I start doing my show? 2016. So 4 years. And basically, this is the Cholele. This is her thing. She has a bunch of different comedians. Bounaimin, Redouane Arjan, myself, Donnel Jacksman, and the French twins. And the address, ladies and gentlemen, you can send whatever you want to. Beers, cards, chocolate. Mainly beers. I like beers. There it is. It's that's kind of it. The address is 7 rue Ganneron, 75018 Paris. However, that is not the... you need to add some more shit to that. Let me get out of that. I did have it on here at some point. Let me just fucking... Let me go... let me just write it down. Cholele Production, Production, Production. Cholele Production. And then you need to go, Paul Taylor, Steve Collius. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Hold on. I've not finished yet. How do I add a line in there? Right. Set. Hold on. Batimal. Sit. There we go. Set rue Ganneron. 75018. Paris. There we go. If you fancy sending me some beers from your local brewery, somewhere local. I like local beers. You make sure you get Bâtiment C in there, because it's a weird building where if you don't put Bâtiment C, building C, it gets lost and then shit gets sent. Like, people have sent me stuff and it hasn't arrived, unfortunately. So yeah, there you go. Thanks very much. Profi G-Man workaround. I want to send you a bottle of vodka on a flying bear from Russia with love. What? Right, I've got to Google that now. You've intrigued me. While I Google it, let me share my screen. What did you say? Vodka. Let me get my keyboard out of my microphone. Vodka, flying bear. That sounds amazing. Is this the vodka? I'm interested now. That's all I can find. And that looks like Russian writing there. Good. Well, yeah. I mean, it's difficult to send me alcohol internationally because of taxes and all that kind of shit. Anyway, Linda Wonder Woman said, "Ouais, j'ai eu du mal à trouver le studio. It's complicated." It's just the way Paris is built. Like, here's what pisses me off about France, right? Here we go, Paul. What, another fucking rant about France? Yes, it is a rant about France, and it's the French postal address system, right? What I do appreciate about it is that I can just say, hey, here's how you send shit. It's Paul Taylor, 7 rue Ganneron, 75018 Paris. That's it, done. There's no extra shit. Because if I send stuff to a UK address, it's like, oh, Paul Taylor, flat 23. Fucking whatever this, there we go. Flat 3, 4 Trinity Crescent, Folkestone, Kent, CT20 to whatever the address. And it's just like, in Paris, it's easy. You can have, but the problem is, once you get to the front door, there's no, you need a code to get in. And then you need, it's a specific building. Is it building A, B, or C? Which corridor do you go down? It's not, you don't just have flats. It's just your name. Here's the address. Fucking deal with it. Good luck. Right. The only problem with this beer, Linda, is it's super gassy. It like, bleh.
Yeah, beaucoup de gaz, Carl, yes.
Nova, what the fuck, France is back. Yeah, it's me complaining. That's basically it. Although, what the fuck, France will be back for one episode that doesn't include me. I might be in it. But basically, Canal Plus, who produced the show, and it was on their TV channel, are doing a thing next year. I think it's in March, but it's filming now, where basically they're taking all of the short programs, les programmes courts, the mini-series that made Canal Plus famous. Well, not that made Canal Plus famous, but that were made famous because of Canal Plus. So my show, What the Fuck France, I was honoured to be a part of that list. There's SAV, Service Après-Vente, there's Bref. What else are they doing that I know of? I actually don't know what else they're doing. But all of that shit. Basically, they're taking those shows and they're remaking them, but they're switching all of the actors in the shows. So What the Fuck France won't be me. It will be a Belgian guy called Guillermo Guise, who's another comedian. And then SAV, Service Après-Vente, used to be with two guys, one called Omar and one called Fred. Omar Sy and Fred Testo. I am actually going to be in SAV, and so they're switching it all around. So there will be one more episode coming out when, I don't know, in fucking March, I think. Evka Polevka, £10 super chat. Thought going to be the first here, but Lauren was faster. Show me the money. You miss all the jingles. Thanks for those lives. Oh, was Lauren Lanham on the fucking super chat before you? Oh, she was as well. Lauren Lanham. Wouldn't it be nice to have some free beers that you won and haven't heard back about? Lauren, okay, first of all, both of you, thank you for the money. Thanks for supporting the show on the Super Chat. Here's the jingle just for you.
Show me the money! Thanks very much for supporting the channel.
Lauren, second point here. Check this out, right? Have I got anything dodgy on there? No, it's okay. Look, let me show you my phone. Let me show you the reminders in my phone, Lauren. Right? I've got a bunch of things to do, but number one there, which has been on my list for many weeks, has been Lauren Lanham beers. I still need to send an email to Une Petite Mousse about your beers, Lauren, because I know you won some beers and I know they haven't arrived yet. So I need to get on it. Right, I need to fucking send them an email, Lauren. Or keep harassing them and tell them that I sent you. I tell you what, Lauren, here we go. How about this? How about, let me record a message for you now. You fucking record, take a screenshot of me saying the message, and then you send it to them, right? And then they'll know that I know about the thing, right? Let's do that, right? Here we go. Lauren. Hey, une petite mousse, comment ça va? J'espère que vous allez bien. Merci pour toutes les bières cette année pendant le live parce que c'était cool. Vous êtes très sympa de m'envoyer des bières gratuites. Par contre, on a fait une compétition pendant mon live légendaire de 10 heures où j'ai donné des bières gratuites. Enfin, vous avez donné des bières. C'était une compétition pour gagner des bières, un box de bières. Et il y a une gagnante qui n'a jamais eu ces bières, c'est Lauren Lanham. Qui en plus de gagner des bières gratuites, elle me donne de l'argent sur YouTube pour dire ouais, ce serait cool que vous m'envoyerez vous m'enverrez. C'est... Whatever. Le subjonctif, on s'en bat les couilles. Bref, elle a besoin de ses bières et elle ne sait pas où elles sont. Et moi, je ne sais pas où elles sont et j'ai oublié de vous envoyer un email. Donc, Lauren, elle t'envoie ce message maintenant avec ma gueule parce que là, on est en direct en fait. There we go. Lauren, send that clip to them and they'll send you some shit. Anil Kundit, which post office is it at? Oh, you found the post office. Anil Kildip is a Patreon member who sent me something, and he was just like, "Hey, it's at the post office. Good luck, Paul." I'm like, "Which post office?" Anil, send me a message on Patreon, and we'll hook it up. Pascal ou Jay, thank you for the French m'envoyer. Good. Okay, cool. Ce serait cool. So yeah, good stuff. Thanks for correcting my French, people. That's what I need. Does beer and chocolate go together? No, it doesn't. I'll do the chocolate later. This desk is a complete fucking mess right now. Let me... it's disgraceful, is what it is, ladies and gentlemen. Let me flip my camera around on my phone, and I can now share my screen. Look at that. I've got all these little... The Christmas cards, the chocolates, the camera... The shit over here, the beers, the everything. Oh, hello, there you are. Good day, everybody. Hello, 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 hello. Qu'est-ce qui se passe, là? Sam, Paul is acting as efficiently as a classic La Poste worker. Good work, my friend. Nada Ali, are your producers working downstairs? Bring them up, make them say hi, then bully them. Nada, no, they're not on. They're not. They're at home. It's fucking 11 p.m. So no, she's not here. My producer is not here. Her team is at home, and they're all been working very hard this year to postpone and change all the tickets to my shows that haven't happened and all this kind of shit. So I'm gonna leave her to sleep. She also has a child. So she's not available. What else is going on? Tati, no, a t-shirt pour Noël. Yeah, I haven't done the t-shirt giveaways recently. I don't know if they're still of actuality. The t-shirts that I make, not that I make, I designed a couple of t-shirts with a company called Monsieur T-shirt, who are a French company based in Bordeaux, who make t-shirts and other cool stuff. And so they called me up one day and they were like, "Hey Paul, do you fancy making some merchandising t-shirts?" And I was like, "Yeah, why not?" So I have a bunch of t-shirts that I've made with them. Some are Brexit themed, some are Bonjour Dickhead themed, some are Irish themed, some of them are Guinness, Fils de Pinte, a bunch of different things. So you can find them by typing in my name, Paul Taylor, and Monsieur T-shirt. And the idea is that they're giving away free t-shirts. Or they were giving away. I don't know if they are. I'll have to email the guy to see if they... But let's do a competition and see who wins the competition. And whoever wins the competition may or may not get a free t-shirt. I tell you what, you will get a free t-shirt if you're medium or small. Because I have two that are extra down there. Down there. Fucking get them, Paul. Come on, son. Go on, son. There we go. What's that? Is that a medium? That's a small. Oh, it's two smalls. So they're the specific, like, Bizu by ironic Brexit t-shirts. They're small male t-shirts. Oh, hello. Oh, Rolly's just calling. Hold on. We'll bring him on in a second. But let's do the No, let's get him on for the competition. We'll do the t-shirt competition with Rolly Assal. Let me get my headphones on so I can hear what he's saying. And let's add him. Which way am I adding him? I'm adding him to the left side of my screen. Rolly Assal. What's going on? Hold on. Wait, I just need to, I need to get my guest. There we go. What's happening, Rolly?
Je bois mon espresso.
Drinking an espresso? Why are you drinking coffee?
I don't know. I feel so tired these days, Paul. Je sais pas.
Hey, it's the last live of the year. You're not gonna fucking not drink
Let's go get some cocaine!
Ok, attends, je vais aller chercher. Check bien ça. Tu expliqueras aux gens what does that mean. Check bien ça.
Check it out. Is Rolly, I feel like he's not loud enough compared to me. Rolly's computer is burning. Boo. Oh, I've got to bring your comments down now, though, because there's the space. I'll just leave enough space for the subtitles. Hey, there we go. T'es en train de voir quoi?
Yes, there's a... My computer is not burning. This is a fireplace pour... Je sais pas, rendre mon espace plus Noël chaleureux. Hey, what about celebrating the last live with some Italian, you know, having some...
C'est la Moretti.
C'est la birra Moretti, la autantica. Magnifico.
Mate, your autofocus is a bit slow there.
Yeah, la colise de merde, ça.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers, Paul.
Santé, esti.
An amazing year, malgré toute la merde.
Did you see that? Were you watching the live from the beginning?
I've seen a few things, yeah. J'ai vu des extraits.
Did you see when I showed them the first time ever that you were on the show? Et quand t'étais là avec mon... J'avais mon téléphone collé au microphone pour que les gens puissent t'entendre. Et puis t'as ton petit visage dans le téléphone, genre « Oh oui, bonjour, comment ça va ?»
Je m'en rappelle pas de ça.
Ouais, ouais.
I don't remember that.
Bah, c'était avant que le truc devienne professionnel. Et donc, du coup...
C'était de la marde.
C'était ben de la marde. Rolly.
Mais il y a des gens qui se rappellent de moi dans le chat. Il y a des gens qui sont là depuis le début.
Ouais, je crois qu'il y a beaucoup de gens. Yancy. Tu connais Yancy?
Ouais, Yancy, ouais. À fond. On dirait que Rolly est devant un fond vert. That is the most beautiful compliment you're giving me on my setup now. That you're saying that it's like I'm on a green screen. Ça veut dire que c'est beau!
Ouais, c'est pas mal. Lauren Lanham says, mais bien sûr, on se souvient. Bruno Cournier, bien sûr. Cavallino, OG. Julie R. Webb, nice to meet you, Rolly. Antoine Ruello. For those that don't know Rolly, he is a friend of mine from Quebec, Montreal. He's a stand-up comedian, ex-Apple employee like myself. And he's been on the show almost every time since the month of March.
Have you thought about what is your biggest highlight of the live?
I haven't, no. What's yours? Wait, hold on. Before we get to that, let's do the t-shirt competition.
Le t-shirt de compétition, là.
La compétition t-shirt, là. I need a question from you. And as usual, Rolly will give you a question. And as soon, the first person I see on my screen with the correct answer, if you live in Europe... including the UK, because, you know, Brexit, but it still works. Then you'll get a free t-shirt.
Any question about anything? It could be about the live, it could be about anything.
Yeah, I mean, as long as the answer's kind of... It doesn't need to be easy either. It can be something more difficult. So,
I have a question.
No, I was going to try and figure out how to write it at the same time, but we don't need to. It doesn't matter. Let's just... What's the question?
I've done one big stunt this year and we've published it on the live. How my stunt was called?
Okay, so Rolly did a stunt on this live show. What did he do? I don't know. I don't remember what it was called, but I know what he did. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mais ça avait un nom.
Il y avait un nom? Yeah. Okay.
Mais j'étais pas nu, mais j'étais équipé.
Okay, so now that people have answered,
you guys are so close. What was I wearing? That was the thing. Voyons, okay. Tabarnak, Paul.
Bah, je sais pas. Dis-moi.
Oh!
Attends. Ouais, mais moi, je vais vérifier la réponse. Moi, j'ai même pas la réponse, connard. Je sais même pas c'est quoi le... tu cherches quoi, en fait, comme réponse? J'ai pas compris.
Je peux dire la réponse. It's the speedo stunt.
The speedo stunt. Is that what it was called?
Yeah. I jumped with a speedo. That was the thing. You have to jump with a speedo in cold water. Et là, tout le monde l'a dit speedo, speedo. And there you go. Voilà. Coton mouillé.
Coton mouillé. Pool, jumping in the pool, jump in the pool, pool, jump, new au chalet. Cheers, Rolly. Nice setup. Scroll way up, jump in the lake, lac, le lac raté, froid au chalet, jump in the lake that was changed to a pool, jumping in the pool for 1,000 Insta followers, cannonball, speedo, mazout. Okay, oh. So mazout got speedo. That was a bit of a shit question, though, because I didn't even know the answer. You're like, what was the stunt called? Bah, c'est juste que tout le monde l'a eu, mais d'une façon différente. Il faut une question plus précise, avec une réponse plus précise, parce qu'il y a des gens qui ont dit « jump in the pool », il y a des gens qui ont dit « pool jump », il y a des gens qui ont dit « une fois au excepté une fois au chalet ».
Ok, j'en ai une autre, j'en ai une autre.
Il faut que ça soit une réponse précise.
Which musical artist do we compare you, Paul, because you have the same hair color from the UK? Which musical artist we compare you, Paul, because you look like him because of your ginger hair?
That's a good, that'll do. That's fair enough. Because it could be a couple, but we know the one. I know the one that you're talking about. I believe the one that you're talking about is Ed Sheeran, right?
Yeah.
Right. Good. Jesus Christ, the answer to the question was Ed Sheeran. This is long for a fucking quiz, man. Let me find the first person to answer that question.
J'ai trouvé, moi, c'est qui la première personne?
Okay. Who is the first person that you see that wrote the question?
The first person who wrote the answer is Ron Finnecadas.
Okay. Now, go up. Keep going up.
Oh, tabarnak, y'a quelqu'un qui l'a dit. Oh, Cavallino!
Keep going, keep going.
Antoine Ruello! Kevin! Tabarnak, right. Vous êtes vite sur le piton, man! Right. Jésus! Mais non, c'est impossible, là.
No, so the person that I found was Kevin Soizer.
Kevin Soizer? Kevin!
Kevin Soizer is the winner. Oh, well, to be fair, he didn't spell it right. He was too quick. He's like, technically, the first person to spell it correctly was Antoine Ruello. But we're put you on the screen. Kevin, if you live in Europe, you better fucking live in Europe, Kevin, because if you don't live in Europe, then fuck you. Because you didn't win. All right, if you won, if you live in Europe, Kevin, you got to write an email to gagnant@monsieurtshirt.com and say, yo, j'ai gagné un t-shirt, esti. That's it. Well, first of all, you need to choose the t-shirt that you want. So go to Monsieur T-Shirt's website, pick the t-shirt, pick the size, send them an email, and they'll send you an email back with your details and stuff, that your address, you know, fucking where we send it, all that kind of stuff. Your bank account details, because there's a Nigerian prince that wants your money. so those kind of things. Congratulations, Kevin, even though you spelt it wrong, but, you know, the S is next to the E. So,
hey, bravo. I
know, we all know what you're trying to say. Ed Sheeran, Kevin Soizer. All right, roll your sound. Fucking hell, it's already 4 minutes to 11.
C'est correct, on a eu du fun.
On a eu du fun, c'est ça.
On a eu du fun, on a jasé. Your favorite moment of the year?
Oh, my favorite moment? It's difficult, really. I think I've got two. Do I have two? I don't know. It's difficult. Favorite moment is my favorite lives. One of my favorite lives was the 10-hour thing where I... my favorite moment was when I took my scooter helmet and I stuck my phone to it on a tripod with some gaffer tape. I put a microphone that went inside my mask, and I Skyped myself from the computer, and I did a tour around Paris for like 2 hours. That was fucking fun. And I was proud of myself technologically wise that I was able to do that.
Très cool. I wish I would have done that with you.
Mate, that would have been awesome. But you'll do it next year. You'll come over and we'll do it. We'll do it. What was your favorite moment?
The speedo stunt jumping in the pool was cool. Je sais pas, Carlos. Favorite moment. I kind of liked your 10-hour live as well. That's kind of fucked up.
Yeah, it was fun.
I've never seen that on YouTube before. Like
what?
Seeing Paris like live with a friend who's showing me Paris sur une moto. Ça c'était cool.
Ouais. Yeah, it was good. It was good. It was fun. I enjoyed it.
T'es pas pire. And the time I did the poutine live on screen, that was fun as well.
Oh, poutine live, that was good. When you showed us how to make a poutine. Hey, c'est ma prend, mes patates, ma prend le
fromage
en crête, et le gravy, la sauce brune.
Favorite moment is when Takey K won it all. That was fun as well.
Yeah, that's true.
Takey K was hacking the system somehow for Sanaj. He found an Apple badge. We don't know where.
Yeah, he found an Apple badge. He works for Apple. Oh, Techie K was a legend on that live. We haven't seen him very much since, but he made it. He made it worth it. It was great. Cool. All right.
Expression nice. Québécoise, s'il vous plaît.
Yeah, exactly. Charlie Sandman. Let's finish on a expression québécoise like we always used to. Rolly a sal. Give us some Québécois.
OK, je vais vous en donner une. Mostly something that's going to happen to a lot of people. People are going to see it often during the winter because it's cold outside. The expression is... La fois je l'écris, Caroline, c'est ta manière qui ouvre le chat. Alors, l'expression, c'est... Avoir la guédille au nez. Avoir la guédille au nez. So the word guédille is a word that we invented for something that looks abnormal on your body, like in guédille, like a little thing.
C'est guédille ou guenille?
Guédille. Guenille, we know what guenille is. Guenille is...
Toi, tu l'as écrit guenille, avoir la guenille au nez.
Non.
Avec un N.
C'est guenille ou guenille, avoir la guenille. C'est avoir la guédille au nez.
Bah, écris-le correctement.
Tabarnak. Basically, you have a runny nose. You have a runny nose, but we're seeing the knot. Juste comme, t'as la guédille là, qui coule. Tu dis, ah, calice, j'ai la guédille au nez. Donne-moi un Kleenex. Je veux me moucher, j'ai la guédille au nez. We hear that often during Christmas time. We hear grandparents saying that to their little child. Hey, là, Kevin! Kevin, t'as la guédille au nez. T'as la guédille au nez, Kevin. Va te moucher, là. Va te moucher, là.
Va te moucher, tabarnak. La guédille, would that be snot? A bogey? What's the equivalent in English?
Bogey, not la guédille.
You got some snot on your nose? You got some fucking shit in your nose. Clean it up, you dirty bastard. That's what I say to Louise.
So la morve au nez, Patrick says it well. Patrick Bernier, this is something that we say. J'ai la morve au nez, la guédille au nez, la morve. Morve is like... Morve, c'est, ça coule.
What I thought was impressive in Canada, when I lived there for a year, was in the winter, my hair in my nose would fucking freeze when I was outside, and it felt like I had la guédille au nez, but I didn't. It was just frozen hairs inside my nose because it was so cold. And then as soon as I walked into a place that was warm, it was fine.
I have one last thing to show you guys. One thing that I was taking my shower this morning and I thought about you, Paul, in my shower. And I want to show the people the reason why I thought about you. Just give me 1 second. Yeah. And you're going to tell me why I have this at home.
Okay. Oh, I love his little fire. I hear an echo. Does anyone else hear an echo, or is it just me?
Paul?
Ouais.
What's that?
Fuck off. Ouais, attends. Mais couvre tes yeux. Couvre tes yeux, en fait. Couvre tes yeux. Et montre-nous le truc. C'est parce qu'il y a du eye detection on your camera. Bring it closer. Dude. Is that fucking... Is that my purple shampoo that I left at your house? Oh, shit. Oh, man.
Now, explain that to everybody. Why, first of all, I have that at home. And what were you using it for?
That is purple shampoo. Mais tes écouteurs sont branchés ou pas?
Ouais.
Parce que moi, j'entends, je m'entends en écho, en fait. C'est ça qui est bizarre. Doesn't matter. The purple shampoo, about 2 years ago, I was in Sweden filming an episode of my Canal Plus documentary series called Stereo Trip. And part of the mission, because in Sweden, the stereotype that Swedish people have is that they're all blonde with blue eyes. So we decided that I would get my hair dyed, it really actually properly get my hair dyed in Sweden. This is what my face looked like as that was happening. Am I too close? Why is that not? There we go. So they basically bleach your hair and it destroys your face. And then what they give you is purple shampoo. I don't know why purple, but it's purple shampoo on bleached hair makes it not go yellow, basically. The brand that you showed us was Antonio something. And Antonio is this guy here. This is Antonio the hairdresser. That dyed my hair in the series Stereo Trip, which is available on Canal Plus and my Canal.
And that's a €50 shampoo, so you know.
But I left that. Did I leave that in your house?
You did.
Okay, I thought that you somehow managed to buy purple shampoo, but I guess I left it in your
house. And I started cleaning my hair with it when you left it, and my hair was turning brown, and I was like, what the fuck is happening with my hair? My hair is black. Now it's turning brown. What the hell is this? She said, oh, fuck.
Exactly. It's Paul Taylor Actualité says that is my picture. It is Laup Lorte. Once we left the hairdresser, this was the photo that was taken, and that is your profile picture with my hair on my beard and my beard on my head. Fun times, man, when you could travel and you could make TV shows. Fucking hell. Good, so I'm glad you've still got my purple shampoo. Not that I need it anymore. Oh, shit! All right, mate. Dude. It's been a pleasure. Thanks for being on the lives this whole year, 2020.
Always. Thank you for everybody who's following us, enjoying the time with us on a Bia Moretti.
You should go follow Rolly Assal on Instagram if you don't already, at Rolly Assal. He's got some funny mini series on there. Fucking... Good stuff.
Good stuff. Jour de pluie.
Jour de pluie. Loin en Titi.
Titi.
Cabane. C'était quoi le truc? Tout seul au chalet? Seul au chalet? Is that the name of your thing? It was Seul au chalet.
Seul au chalet. Those episodes, I loved Seul au chalet. That was a highlight of the year.
Yeah, that was fun, man. All right, mate. Well, we'll see we'll see you in 2021.
Okay. On se parle à Noël. I'll call you on Christmas.
Yeah, man. Sounds good.
Entendre ta petite...
Oh, he's just fucked off. He quit himself. He deleted himself from the live. All right. Fair enough. Ladies and gentlemen, round of applause. Rolly Assal. Hey. This has been fun. This year has been a fun year for doing these lives. I'm taking a couple of weeks off because next Thursday is the 24th. The Thursday after is the 31st. So no one's going to be watching it. I don't know when I'm starting back again. I will let you know on social media. So follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, or YouTube. And I will let you know when I'm starting the live again. It'll be next year. I don't know when. I might take 2 weeks off. I might take a month off. I'll see what happens. I have got some reflecting to do about what this live is going to be like for 2021. And in the meantime, I want to thank you all for tuning in every Thursday at 10 p.m. or whenever it was throughout the year. Thank you for watching it if you watch it after the actual live, which is most of you. And the most exciting thing is we're going to have subtitles starting from Monday for this episode. So, Max, thank you very much for the subtitles. And ladies and gentlemen, that is pretty much it. The people who follow me on Patreon, patreon.com/PaulTaylor, I will see you in a couple of minutes for the after party exclusive Patreon people live, where we can debrief and talk some more shit for another hour, and I will drink another beer. Woo! It's the end of the year! Ladies and gentlemen, this has been so much fun for 2020. I will see you in 20... Well, I say I'll see you in 2021. I have some other videos coming out on YouTube this week or next week. This week and next week. It's just not the live. The live, I will see you next year, 2021. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for watching.
Thanks for watching Paul Taylor's Happy Hour Live. See you, dickhead, soon for another episode.
I didn't say bisou bye. I can't not say bisou bye for the last episode of the year, can I? So bisou bye, and I won't do the jingle again. I've got to finish it on fucking hell, Paul. Come on, get it right. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been an absolute pleasure. Hey, merde, je m'en bats les couilles. Allez, bisous. Bye. I'm going to end. Click the end, Paul. End it now. End it. End it. I'm going to have some chocolate. Beer and chocolate. Oh, you disgust me, Paul. The chocolates are amazing. Mixed with the beer, my stomach. I'm going to be sick tomorrow. It doesn't matter. Shut up, Paul. Get out of here. I'll see you tomorrow. No, I won't. I'll see you next year. Bisous, bye.